welcome the very wicked Galitzigev. Is that how we say your name? And I'll just turn your mic on because that would be the professional thing to do. There we are. Yes. Luckily, I anticipated you were going to cough.
Yeah.
So that's a fabulous name, Galitzigev. And is that a French name?
It's actually an Israeli name. I'm from Israel originally.
Are you?
Yeah.
But chocolate is your thing.
Chocolate is my thing. It's one of my loves, and I really enjoy working with chocolate, and I really enjoy eating chocolate, of course. But that's one of my weak spot, my sweet spot, actually.
Listen to your voice. It's like eating chocolate, it listening is. To your fabulous voice. You agree, don't you, Daniel?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Daniel is in here. I don't know why we've still got you in here. Daniel, you're hanging around as, because we like having three people in here. You're a special chocolate guest. Now, this is your great passion, but why are you not fat as a pig? You're slender and fabulous. What? And yet you love chocolate.
I love chocolate, but I don't eat too much of it, actually. I do love, I'm more into the dark side of the chocolate. So I really like the dark chocolate, the 70%, 85% really dark chocolate. I love the other ones, but that's my favorite one. And I think that when you have the high percentage cocoa solids chocolate, you can eat less and it just give you this chocolate fix quicker without having all this sugar, because with milk chocolate actually contains around 50% sugar in comparison to the dark side of the chocolate. So they contain less sugar than the milk and white sugar, white chocolate, sorry.
But is white chocolate even chocolate?
It's a good question, because basically white chocolate contains only the cocoa butter.
Yeah.
It doesn't contain the cocoa powder component of the cacao beans. So basically what they do, they just take those beans, they just make them like really like, they grind them, and then you have like really paste, they extract the cocoa butter, and the cocoa butter can go to the cosmetic industry. And can go into your white chocolate. So actually white chocolate contains cocoa butter, sugar and milk solids. So that's your white chocolate. And milk and dark contain both of the component of the cocoa butter and the cocoa powder of the cacao beans.
All right. Now, the evening show discovered you at the Jurassic Lounge outside broadcast. That is correct, isn't it? You're a trained chef.
I am.
And pastry cook. Do we say cook?
I have quite interesting background, because I'm a scientist.
Right.
And I started...
This is getting weirder and weirder, isn't it?
So I have a master's degree in biochemistry and food science. And yes. I worked for more than 10 years in the pharmaceutical industry doing clinical trials. In the big companies, in AstraZeneca, Pfizer.
In Australia.
In Australia, yes. Merck Sharp and Dohme. And I did some work with the George Institute as well.
But what were you studying with your science?
It was different things that the pharmaceutical companies were working on. I worked a little bit of Viagra, which was quite interesting.
Well done.
And some other medications.
Did you? I hope you own the rights to that.
It was quite interesting, actually, because, you know, sexuality is quite fascinating, isn't it?
But she I said think that looking at Daniel, that. Who can barely breathe as he listens to this gorgeous voice. Just focus on me, okay?
Yeah, I'll focus on you.
Focus on me,
but
poor
it is
Daniel.
Interesting, but we will leave it aside. And then I resigned. And I pursued my love for food, and I started studying to be a chef, and I'm a qualified chef. And then I continued and did my pastry chef study, and I loved it. I enjoyed it. And
aren't you about 25?
Was 25 long time ago. I'm 43 years old.
Are you?
I am.
Well, you've still achieved a great amount for 43. I mean, they're major achievements, aren't they?
Thank
studying
you.
All those things. So you decided to do the chef, do the pastry, and then eat chocolate.
Yeah, I'm specialized in chocolate, but I do other things as well. I'm doing cooking classes in different things. I do some volunteering in Vision Australia, looking at the food program and actually trying to utilize my knowledge, the scientific knowledge and my cooking skills, and looking in so many ways out of the box and looking for solutions for them, because they have quite interesting challenges. So that's very, very fantastic, interesting, fascinating project.
But what are you doing there?
I do cooking classes with people that are vision impaired. So that's quite special, actually.
That sounds incredible. It is complicated, literally dangerous.
Hands-on class. So basically, I don't have more than four people in my class.
Mm.
And we made focaccia. So we just actually kneaded the dough and did everything. And it is so empowering. It's just such a special thing, actually, to be able to create something that is so delicious and share it with people. I think that the beautiful thing about food, that it is a common ground. It doesn't matter what is your background, what is, you know, it just brings people together, and that's the beauty of it. So it's really empowering in so many ways. And I actually met Daniel, and I just start investigating, and I said, oh, what do you do here? And he said, I'm working with people that are homelesses. And I actually would be very privileged actually to pop into and do some chocolate workshop with people that are homeless. So I would feel very privileged to come and do something.
Yeah, and at Mission Australia, we'd love to have someone like you come in and, you know, do a cooking class, whether it's, you know, making some fancy bread or making some chocolates. I think it'd be fantastic. It'd be a fantastic treat for the guys and girls in our homeless services. So it's amazing who you meet in the waiting room of a radio station.
Isn't that wonderful? And I have to say, I'm thinking, this is a very strange combination. How do you two both see yourselves benefiting from this?
Yeah, well, I think our clients will benefit from it, having a treat, because often, you know, they don't get, you know, great treats like that to have a beautifully attractive lady come in
glass and panel, I can tell you, yeah,
and come in and you know, make chocolate with them.
Yeah.
So, you know, it just would be a fantastic benefit there, and I think you'd also
benefit from
meeting guys and girls that you may not necessarily meet and hear their stories about mm-hmm. where they've come from, and you'll be surprised at some of the people that you meet. Have probably been chefs and cooks themselves, mm-hmm. and you'll be able, you know, they'll be able to learn from you and go both ways.
So, but it's so interesting because I would have thought that perhaps you would think, right, I need to teach these people about nutrition and about how to get a day-to-day sustenance. But we're coming in right on the other side and going, actually, luxury. A treat is a really important thing, isn't it?
It is. As long as you balance that, because I must say that I'm quite health conscious and quite, you know, when I'm doing recipes, I'm always trying to look for having the right balance, not having things that are overly sweet, because I think that when you have even sweet stuff that is overly sweet, it just masks other flavors. Even when I create recipes and design things, I always try to balance them and not having them too sweet. I always try to find a bit more low-fat options as well, so you can still indulge, but, you know, it's still less naughty.
Well, actually, you've got some recipes that I've heard of that sound kind of odd because you've done exactly that, removed a lot of the unhealthy elements, haven't you? Could you tell me about the chocolate mousse without cream?
Yeah, actually, this is something that was done before. It's not my recipe, but basically, if you take your chocolate, and you can use dark chocolate because it's better for you, it has more of the healthy substance, more of the antioxidants. And if you take dark chocolate and you actually melt it with hot water, so let's pretend that you have your block of dark chocolate. You chop it finely. You pour on that hot water and melt your chocolate. Not too much, just roughly until you cover the chocolate. And then what you need to do is actually to take those mix bar, the hand mix bar, I think that's how they call.
Yeah.
And then you take your bowl with your chocolate and try to have a stainless steel bowl and put it in another bowl that has water and ice. And basically, if you emulsify everything, the chocolate and the water, you will end up with something that will look like a thicker mousse. And when you taste that, it's quite surprising because you have the burst of flavor, because actually your carrier of the flavor is water rather than cream. So lots of time when you make your chocolate mousse, you would use cream. And then you have your tongue mask with cream and fat, so you won't feel the intensity of the chocolate flavor. But when you're using water as your carrier of flavor in so many ways, you just have this burst and intensity of chocolate flavor, and that's really divine. So you basically mix everything together with your mix hand mix bar until it just emulsify and become thicker, and then it's really, really delicious.
And so I'm a very simple. Bad cook. How long does it take to set?
It just depends how much mixture you have and how cold are your water and ice in the other bowl. So it doesn't take a whole day, just a few, I would say maybe 5 minutes roughly. So even less maybe. So it is quite nice and surprising.
So you can do that? That one sounds easy.
I think that what we can do is actually roll some chocolate truffles, because I find that is very therapeutic and really nice, and you get dirty and it's quite nice and it's quite hands-on. I think that could be quite lovely.
That sounds nice, as long as you bring me a batch of the mousse.
I will.
I or we can do bread as about well. This, Daniel.
Yeah, and bread could be quite fun as well. I think that lots of things that are very tactile are quite therapeutic and quite, it is quite nice how you can, because you can actually feel the texture of the dough change under your hand. So that's quite special.
Mm. Yeah, so I would imagine that lack of physicality, whether a pursuit of any kind of art form or creative form, is quite suffocating for some people who are homeless as well, like not necessarily being able to write or read a book or have that outlet of roll dough. So this would be lovely, wouldn't it?
Fantastic, fantastic. We definitely look forward to it.
Yeah, but where will this take place with Mission Bent?
We've got a service at Surry Hills, the Mission Australia Centre, and there we have 5 levels of accommodation where the men prepare their own meals, they do their own budgeting, they clean their rooms, clean their washing, they do all that themselves. So there's perfect setup there for something like this to happen. We also have a couple of women's services around the city. So, you know, we have the venues, we'll bring the people.
Bring it on.
Let's do it.
Now, for some reason, Galit has just put a thermos on the table, which, and I'm thinking, does she have a drinking problem?
I do have a drinking problem, and I would like to share my drinking
problem
with you. It's actually made really nice, thick hot chocolate with really nice spices for us, because I thought that's a perfect day for that. So basically, we have there hot chocolate that was thickened with a little bit of corn flour. Just give it more luxurious, thickened texture. And it is flavored with cinnamon and cardamom and a little bit of black pepper and a little bit of smoked paprika. So it is quite nice flavor. It sounds a little bit weird, but weird is good. I always say weird is good. We need to. It is really
if you can
delicious.
Cook, weird is good.
No, it is beautiful.
Otherwise,
actually,
it's kind of dangerous.
So I'm quite happy to share the experience with you. So I'm going to.
This is like watching magic occur, isn't it? What else have you got in that bag, Mary Poppins?
I brought some cups for the hot chocolate. So it is really simple to make. So basically, if I can just talk about the recipe so people can make it at home.
Yes,
basically
perfect.
What you need to do is just to have your milk. So you start with cold milk. You put a little bit of corn flour, maybe something like 1 tablespoon of corn flour for 1 liter of milk. And then what I did, I put some cocoa powder, a little bit of brown sugar, and then I add my spices, and I just did it gradually. And I use the whisk, so I mix everything properly, so you won't have lumps of the corn flour. And yeah, so you just mix it as you go. And in the end, I just couldn't hold the resistance. I just chucked a little bit of dark chocolate buttons inside as well. So yeah, so I'll just give you some to try.
How beautiful. You see, you weren't expecting this.
I know. I thought I was just coming to have a yarn with you and look at this.
So it is quite nice.
Well, I'm glad that I wasn't enough.
I'll give the first cup to Daniel.
And it's a beautiful cup. It looks like a Moroccan cup there.
There are Moroccan cups. And it is really a little bit of Moroccan flavours profile, because you have your cardamom and cinnamon. So it is quite thick.
Oh, how
and
beautiful.
And luscious. But although it is quite thick, it's not high in fat. You just use normal milk, 3%. So
it's very thick. Oh, look at the time. Thank you. That is magnificent. Now, I'm going to say a proper thank you, but we have had someone just quickly ask if you could help us with this, Daniel. One of our listeners has asked, when she sees people, what is she supposed to do when someone is sitting with a sign saying homeless and asking for help? And I'm sorry to throw this in at the last second, but What should people do?
Yeah, definitely. What people can do, they can call Mission Beat on 1300 306 461 because our staff, that's what we do. We work with people like that. We can go and offer our services to, you know, if their sign says they're hungry or they need accommodation, we can link people in with that.
Should we give money or?
Look, that's an individual choice. But, you know, one way of relieving that sort of guilt that you might feel that you haven't given them money is you've rung a service that can help them with everything that's on their sign. And that's what Mission Australia's Mission Beat can do. So give us a call. And we do. We get lots of calls from people that are concerned about people that are begging.
I know that people can, sorry, we're up against the clock, but people can be very distrusting and thinking, oh, they're actually millionaires sitting there and, oh, they don't really our help.
I've been doing this for 9 years and I haven't yet met a millionaire that's sitting on the side of the road begging. But definitely give us a call, 1300 306 461.
Ah, thank you. Now, have you had a sip of this hot chocolate?
Beautiful. Love it.
It's magical. Mm. I just poured it down the microphone, which was probably also unprofessional. Yes, that is actually your fault, Galit. Mm-hmm. Now, Galit, thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
So we've completely now understand how to do this. You're going to do the hot chocolate with the people at the centre as well?
Whatever they feel like. I always come with a few options and try to give some ownership to the people. So, yeah.
Oh, fantastic. What a pair of surprises you two actually are. Thank you so much for coming in. The multi-talented Galit Segevan, the huge-hearted Daniel Strickland, who is also multi-talented as well, obviously. My name is Gretel Colleen. I'm filling in for Robbie Buck. We have one more hour to share this evening.